I'm Dave Crooks from the DLC Media News Center. On this weekend's Focus on the Community, we catch up with the latest news from Indiana State University Athletic Director Sherrard Klinkskills. And Sherrard, welcome back to the studio.
Thanks for having me, Dave.
Hey, I thought of you this week and thought we ought to talk about ISU sports, especially men's basketball, where the Sycamores, as of this recording on Thursday of this week, what are we, like 9-1 for the season? Or?
Yes, sir, 9-1.
And that's the best record since?
78-79 when I was 8 years old.
And we were cheering on Larry Bird at the jam-packed Holman Center, huh?
The Bird was the word.
He really was. Yeah. And I was a little bit older than you at the time, but it was fun to either listen or watch the games to a sold-out Holman Center or when they were on the road. And I tell you what, I've already been to a couple of the men's games this season. They're a fun team to watch.
Yeah, Coach Hurst's got them playing really hard. They play with a lot of passion. Fun, exciting basketball, you know, a lot of tough defense and a lot of shooting.
Absolutely. And Indiana's having a good year when it comes to college basketball. Purdue's off to a good start. IU's off to a good start. And it's just fitting that Indiana State's having a good season as well early in the year.
Well, we're in a basketball state, so it is apropos. But, you know, I'm kind of biased toward our Sycamores. But, no, Indiana has having a good season right now. And Purdue is, as always, doing really good. So, you know, we're going to be right in there with them.
Well, I've kind of observed some of the improvements at Holman Center. Love the new video board this year, by the way. That's really nice. Digital scoreboard. It's like big time, you know?
Yeah, the George family, just a tremendous gift by their family. Just changed the whole atmosphere there at the Holman Center. You know, we already had the renovation, which made it really, really nice. And then you add the scoreboard. It's just like the icing on the cake. It just really changes the atmosphere. And we're just now beginning to learn all the things that it can do. And so we're really excited about it.
Yeah, it looks really good if you've not been to Holman Center, which part of the reason I wanted to do this, we need to fill up the Holman Center once again. I think you had about, what, 3,600 or so for the last game, and it's growing. It's getting better.
So let me just, you know, we had a lot more than that. And again, not to question, you know, the people that take our tickets, but you know, we had probably a little bit over 4,300 for that game.
Oh, okay, good.
Yeah, so
it's looking better.
Yeah, people are coming. Matter of fact, we are right now way ahead of where we were over the last 3 years with regards to ticket sales. So I couldn't be more pleased, particularly for our students' participation. We made a conscious effort this past summer and fall to get freshmen coming to campus engaged through the forest. And they have been outstanding. You know, Tammy Shike, Logan Kidd, and Colby Saul, our three-headed marketing team, have really done a good job engaging them and all of our students for that matter. So I'm really excited about their participation.
Well, I sit across from the forest, but yeah, you can definitely see that there's a lot more student activity and attendance, and that's good to see. So let's make a pitch to the Wabash Valley, even though I think I know some of the answers to this question, but why should people come to Holman Center and watch the Sycamores play either men's or women's basketball this season?
Well, I can tell you is, you know, Coach Chad, our women's coach, and Coach Church, our men's coach, are going to go out there and they're going to have our student athletes play very hard. They're going to be competitive. It's going to be a lot of fun. And they're going to leave there feeling like they want more. And that's if we've done that, we've done our job. You know, we do sell beer now, which is a good thing.
I enjoy that.
And then, of course, all the accoutrements of the Holman Center with the scoreboard. We try to make it interactive. We have some more games that we're playing this year to kind of mix it up. That makes it more interactive for the fans. And bottom line is, when the product is good, people will come and be entertained, and that's the bottom line.
Absolutely, and it's a good value for the dollar. I mean, ticket prices are very reasonable. Absolutely. You mentioned the cold beer, which I like to have a beer or two when I go to a game, and a Chick-fil-A sandwich or a brat or whatever you might want. And, you know, you're 20 minutes from my house. It makes it easy to get there and back. Parking is not a problem. I think I paid $5 for the garage next door, and boom, I went down the elevator and right across the street and into Holman Center I went. So.
Yeah, and the conference is tough. I mean, the history of the Missouri Valley Conference has always been competitive, and now you've added Murray State, University of Illinois Chicago, and Belmont into the mix of things. It really is going to be a competitive conference, so every conference game or any game in general is going to be really strong and competitive, and if you're not ready to play, I mean, it's going to be tough. And both teams are very strong and very competitive.
Hey, what's the latest update on Cooper Neese? I know he got injured when I was there last week.
You know, I always have to be careful with all the HIPAA stuff like that. But right. He's put it out there. And, you know, he had a deep bruised bone. But I think that the prospects are very positive that he'll be back soon.
Okay, very good. That's it's one of our more local players, too. You know, Cloverdale and so forth.
We joke with Cooper because he's been here as long as, you know, anybody, you know, 6-7 years. So, you know, he's almost like the mayor. But no, Coop and his family are great, and we need him to come back, and he'll hopefully be back very soon.
The head coach for the men's team, Josh Schertz, what do you think he's done to help ISU to become such a dominant force in the conference only in his second year? How would you describe it?
You know what? I won't be like some athletic directors and act like I have all the answers. You know, all I can tell you is that the man lives and breathes basketball. You know, he has a record from Division II where he's won over 350 games. And for someone to have that kind of success, There's got to be some things that are working right. And I think he took that philosophy, put a good staff together, and brought it here to Terre Haute. He has an engaging personality. And again, he lives and breathes basketball. And he has a great eye for talent. And so far, so good. You know, we had a good team last year. You know, people don't know that, you know, Tyreek, you know, a week before the season had a shoulder injury that made him, you know, not be able to play. But you factor in Tyreek Key on our team last year, and I guarantee you we won more than 11 games. So, you know, we always knew that it was there. You know, I know it was 11 games, we only won, but coach is doing a really good job, and, you know, he's never going to be satisfied. And we're just very fortunate to have him and Coach Chad, you know, with us here at Indiana State.
You know, I noticed in the roster, you've got players from all over the Midwest and really all over the country. But sometimes I've had people say, you know, what would it take to get some more local players to be there? That must be a challenge. I mean, you'd love to get more Indiana area players or Illinois, right?
Yeah, you have to be careful answering this question. You know, we certainly have Indiana players, and we go after Indiana players. But, you know, there are four tremendous schools in state that do a good job recruiting those players as well. What we have to do is up our product, and so that when we make offers to those, you know, those top players in the state, Indiana State will become an option for them. But we certainly go after in-state players. But we are not going to go after the players that we think that are better outside of the area. The whole goal is to get in the NCAA tournament and get make it far. And if you can find a player in Kansas, in Ohio or Missouri that you think that's on par with some of the top talent in Indiana, you best we're going to go get it and bring it to Terre Haute.
Nothing wrong with that. Bring them to Terre Haute and let's see if we can't develop a winning program, which it looks like we're off to a great start this season. Sherrard, how important is it for local businesses to be connected and partnering with ISU? I mean, how important is that to your overall athletic success, I guess, is what I'm trying to say.
Well, I think it has to happen. We all have to be synchronized, on the same page, whatever cliche you want to use. We can't make it without them, and hopefully they need us to be able to market their what they do. Indiana State University is a wonderful university, but we're only as good as the community around us, particularly athletics. You know, there's so many changes going on in athletics with regards to NIL and, you know, additional monies and dollars. And so that is important that we partner up with businesses that recognize the value athletics brings to them. And conversely, that we have the kind of athletes and have the kind of success that can bring value to them as well. The more success we have, the more success they will have, and the more success the community has. And that's vital to me if we're going to be able to continue to compete in this competitive environment that athletics is starting to, you know, to be.
And the recent announcement from the president that there's going to be some budget cuts because of some enrollment challenges, does that have a negative impact on athletics too, or how would you describe that?
Oh, I don't know if I would say it's a negative impact. I mean, it's certainly a challenge. I mean, you know, schools, every school throughout the Midwest, you know, unless you're Purdue or IU, has, you know, challenges with enrollment at some point in time or another. But You know, we're you know, our student athletes are still here. You know, we have 450 student athletes. A lot of them aren't on full scholarships. They are paying tuition. They're exceptional students. Student athletes graduate at a higher rate than our student body. So from that standpoint, you know, we're doing really, really, really good. And that's something that we can celebrate as a community and as a university, that our athletes are doing so well that way. So, you know, we look at it as a challenge, but an opportunity to be able to showcase what good things our student athletes do and what they are bringing to the university.
We're talking with Sherrard Clink Scales, the athletic director for Indiana State University. Let's try to get some people into the Hallman Center this month and for the rest of the season, whether it's for men's or women's games. You've mentioned that before we started this recording today, you've got some specials to try to entice people to buy at least three games worth of tickets. Share some information with us, sir.
Sure. What's better than to come out to the Hallman Center and if you have a beer or a Coke or whatever, popcorn, to watch our men's or women's play? So we'll start out Thursday, December the 15th. The women play Western Kentucky University, and the promotion is Education Day. We're partnering with Vigo County Schools to have all the sixth graders come out to the game. So there'll be a lot of yelling sixth graders that'll be there. We'd love for y'all to be there for that game.
Okay.
Sunday, December 18th, the women play IPFW. That's Kids Club game. And then on Wednesday, December 21st, the women play Detroit Mercy, which is a canned food drive. So we'll have little cans there and baskets for, you know, to help our needy throughout the community. And then on Thursday, December 22nd, well, actually, we have a 3-for-33 package that we are promoting right now. December 22nd against Northern Illinois University, December 29th against Evansville, and January 7th against UIC. You get three games for $33. Those seats will be in the student section.
Okay.
And if you purchase those seats, you'll be eligible for two courtside seats for a later game, as well as a Josh Church autographed basketball.
What a deal.
So I think it's a pretty good value. And so right now we're promoting that. And just looking for anyone, you know, everybody get out there to the Hallman Center. We've got off to a great start. People know me. I'm very superstitious, so I do not like to talk about the successes or even the non-successes because I'm always optimistic. But things are trending in the right direction, and we'd like to get everybody out there to support our men's and women's basketball teams.
And for some folks listening today, if you're trying to figure out what to buy dad or whoever for Christmas, and it's always tough to figure out what's the appropriate gift, why not three games at the Hallman Center to watch some great basketball?
Absolutely. 3-for-33. That 33's got some significance, too.
It sure does. It was just Larry's birthday this week, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. Yes, I think it was yesterday,
Yeah, so we're recording this on Thursday, so that would have been, Wednesday the 7th. So,
yeah.
So how do they buy the three game ticket?
Oh, yeah, great. Thanks for that. You can call our assistant manager of athletic ticketing, Austin Bishop, at 812-237-8972 for more information.
Okay, 812-237-8972.
And that's Austin Bishop, who's done a wonderful job for us being our ticketing manager for athletics.
Okay, and if people just show up, obviously, there's a ticket booth. And
absolutely.
They can buy tickets any night there's a game.
Yep.
Easy parking, easy to get in and out. Doesn't cost you an arm and a leg, and I think you'll be pleased.
Lori at the Hallman Center, who heads up all the ticketing there, and Austin have been great partners, and we've just been really happy with the way we brought people to the Hallman Center and our customer service. And so just come on out. We'll get them taken care of.
If you haven't been there in a while, folks, you're definitely missing out. Let's talk about the rest of the winter sports. I mean, what else should people know about what's going on with all these athletes at Indiana State? I know we've touched on both men's and women's basketball.
Right.
Football had kind of a rough season. And, of course, that started out very tragically, of course, with the loss of some players in a horrible accident. And that probably had to really be a big factor on this past season.
Well, you know, we had some games that we were very, you know, close to finishing and winning. We just couldn't quite close the deal. But if you know the resiliency of the culture that Coach Mallory has built over the last 6 years, we're going to be just fine. You know, we found a quarterback. He still has a 4 years of eligibility left. He got the freshman of the year this past year. And so this year we played a lot of sophomores and juniors. So we have a lot of people coming back. There's a lot of optimism there. Volleyball, we knew it was going to be a rebuilding year. As you know, our former coach left to be the associate head coach at Florida State. And so, you know, Ashley, our new head coach, took over this year. And we're looking to have good things for them, you know, reloading next year. And then in the soccer, we made a change, and just looking forward to getting a coach in place there. And we have some young, talented ladies and getting them going as well. But the good news is that, you know, our winter sports are starting. You know, swimming has started off tremendously. We had a great showing. Coach Christensen had a great showing at a tournament about a month ago. We came in third with some Big Ten schools. We're right there with them, and he has a lot of returners coming back. So we're looking. We finished third the last 2 years in the Missouri Valley Conference tournament. I think this year we might break through, and hopefully we can get either second or first. I know Coach wants it, and we've got some good divers that are back and a talented group of young ladies, so we're really excited about that as well. And, of course, indoor track season starts actually this upcoming weekend. We won last year, the men's and the women's, and so they have us predicted to go second this year. And I know that's got our student-athletes charged and ready to go after it again to get to win the championship. So a lot of good optimism in our winter sports. And then, you know, baseball and softball will be starting up in February.
Absolutely. And that will be here before you know it as we get past Christmas soon and look forward to warmer weather. And, you know, baseball is a lot of fun to watch at Bob Warren Field. And you've always had a good program, very competitive, and it should be just as well next season, I assume.
Yeah, no, Mitch is outstanding. And, you know, Coach Pooch with softball, I'm expecting really good things from them this year as well. We have a lot of returnees for that. So I'm really optimistic about our winter and our spring sports. And, you know, we just have a lot of good coaches, and our student athletes are exceptional. And I'm just, I just feel very fortunate to be able to work, you know, here and serve our student athletes and coaches. I really do. It's a blessing.
One thing that we should probably plug is your app. You know, I'm not the most digitally perfect person in the world, but I've got your Sycamore app on my phone now, so that's progress for me. But if people haven't done that, they should search exactly what? Indiana State University, or do they – or March On, or what is it exactly?
Oh, boy, you really...
I put you on the spot.
You sure
Sorry
put me on the spot.
That.
I need to talk to Logan on now. Well, that stuff. But
I'm sure if you search Indiana State University,
yes,
you're going to
find our
it.
App, and there's all kind of things you can do on there and everything like that. And you got me on the spot on that one.
That's okay. I'm looking at it right now, but I can buy tickets on the app. I can see schedules for all the teams. Yeah. You can even listen if you don't have a radio in front of you, for example. And by the way, I think Luke and all the announcers have done a bang-up job with the coverage on our one of our stations, 105.5 The Legend, and we sure do appreciate that partnership. I think that's been a win-win for both ISU as well as DLC Media.
Absolutely. You know, Luke does a really good job with that. And, you know, I tell you, you know, people say, well, Sherrard, how do you get people into the stands? You cannot beat success.
Absolutely.
You know, I kind of laugh when people talk about, you know, Alabama, you know, they've had so much success, but then when they don't have success, they don't know what to do.
Right.
They have no idea what to do. You know what I mean? And it's just like, when you have that, enjoy it, cherish it, nurture it, because it is so hard to win.
Well, I was watching a podcast yesterday with Tom Brenneman. He's trying to get back into the sports broadcasting field after his on-air a couple of years ago, and he was talking to Dad, Marty Brenneman, one of the best announcers ever to be on the air in Major League Baseball. And Marty was talking about how fun it was to go see the Bengals beat the Chiefs over the last weekend, and how crowded that stadium is now at Paycor Stadium, the former Paul Brown Stadium. And they were talking about, you know, what can the Reds do, and, you know, what's it going to take to get that stadium filled again. And Marty just finally summed it up. You can try all kinds of different things you can to get fans excited, but nothing beats winning.
Right.
And that's what it really takes to get the fans to really come out and get excited every game.
And Dave, you know, now with all these NCAA changes, the coaches, and I know we have a lot of fans that have their opinions, and I certainly appreciate and want them, but they are competing with so many things with NIL now and the transfer portal. Over 1,200 football players went in the portal. I saw where 7 starters at Power 5 school quarterbacks went into the portal.
Wow.
And they're already getting NIL and everything else. So the coaches are dealing with so many different challenges. So that success, it doesn't come easy. And when you have some formula for that, man, you got to take care of them. You got to take care of them. You got to take care of them, because it ain't easy.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. Anything else you want the community to know about Indiana State Athletics this winter?
No, I just always appreciate the support of the community. You know, they got us through, you alluded to it, a very tough time this past fall. And This community has been just prayerful and have stuck by us. And I just want to just say thank you and appreciate it. And we just want to make you all proud and give you something to get excited about with Sycamore Athletics.
So, folks, if you're looking for a good entertainment value, pull up the Indiana State University schedule, the app. Take a look at the both men's and women's basketball, as well as all the other athletic teams. Take a look at when they're playing. Come out and see them play, and I think you'll have a good time. Bring a friend, and you won't regret it. And I think you'll be back, too, if you can get back to the Holman Center soon.
I think so.
Absolutely. Well, Sherrard, thanks again, and you have a very Merry Christmas, and let's look forward to the Sycamores being competitive all season long in both men and women's basketball and all your ISU athletics, for that matter.
Merry Christmas and amen to that.
Absolutely. Well, you have a great day.
Thanks, Dave.
This has been Focus on the Community, produced by the DLC Media News Center. This program is broadcast Saturday mornings at 6 a.m. on 104.9 WAXI, 7 a.m. on WAMB 99.5, 106.9, and 11:30. Sundays at 6 a.m. on 105.5 WVIG and 7 a.m. on Sundays on 92.7 WFMB. For a download of this show and other past programs, visit any one of our radio stations. Websites. I'm Dave Crooks. Thanks for listening.